interested in science when I was 8 years old. In a book, I found the Platonic solids. That's these five kind of shapes. One is a cube, that's maybe the simplest one. Then there's the dodecahedron, which is kind of very complicated. And I got fascinated by them. I practiced drawing them, and I built paper models of them. And so that's when I started liking mathematics a lot. When I was in school, I always liked mathematics and physics. And so I decided to study that at the university. And but there was one field of physics that I always found very difficult, hard to understand. It always remained kind of unclear. That was quantum physics. We have a set of rules saying things like, oh, if you do such and such an experiment, then you get this outcome with such and such a probability. But that doesn't really answer how it works, what actually happens, how nature does it, what leads to these probabilities. So the question, what is the reality behind these probabilities? That's the open question. That's what's controversial. There was a famous debate already between Niels Bohr and Albert Einstein in the 1930s, two of the founders of quantum physics. Bohr argued that it was actually impossible to ever explain or really understand quantum mechanics, and Einstein argued the opposite, and I'm siding with Einstein. For myself, science gives me the great feeling of understanding something about the world that surrounds us. That is my motivation. It's nice if we get better technology, but for me that's secondary. What I care most about is understanding life, the universe, and everything, how it works. I think maybe one of the best pieces of advice you could have when trying to learn science is to always try to understand things with full clarity. My advice is to strive for clarity. If you try to understand it, don't stop with a kind of superficial idea of what this is about. Try to really get to the bottom of it and understand it with full clarity. That is something that I always found a useful thing to do in my own research and also in my own development.